Greensboro Assembly grants Alaska excursions a permit, Alaska's Board of Game votes for alternating bird hunting seasons, and the Hainesboro saw an uptick in emergency calls last year. This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The Hainesboro granted Alaska Excursions a permit to operate ATV tours at Glacier Point in an assembly meeting last night, with conditions and after lengthy discussion. Alaska Excursions is dogged by a checkered safety record. The company faces increased scrutiny after a fatal accident on a canoe tour last year, a vehicle crash that injured nearly 30 people, and a zipline accident that resulted in a spinal injury. Alaska Excursions owner Robert Murphy responded to safety concerns at the meeting.
I don't know that anything I can say is necessarily going to satiate your appetite, but I can say that as a company, all the way through, we have seriously evaluated everything we do as a business. We experienced a tragic accident, and believe me, every one of us wishes we could redo that day entirely.
He says the company hired a safety inspector, has on-site EMS training for employees, and requires employee drug testing. A couple of local business owners expressed support for Murphy's permit request during public comment. Both were tour operators themselves. They endorsed him as a good businessman and a responsible operator. But an equal number of community members voiced public safety concerns due to previous incidents and a lack of safety information available to the public. The assembly had four conditions to renewal. Alaska Excursions is limited to 8,000 participants on their tour. They must make their safety plan available to the public. They must address their sanitation system and allow a borough visitation of the property. The assembly acknowledged that the ATV tour is not the same tour that experienced accidents in the past. Assemblymember Tom Morfitt stated that it may not be the same tour, but it is the same company.
I think what we're doing here is considering the history of this company, we are asking for a higher level of public assurance that public safety will be a priority and will be adhered to. If we don't hold this company at this time to a higher level and something happens on that tour, that's on us.
Alaska Excursions will begin to operate the tour under their new license at Glacier Point this season. Haines Dispatch received more calls for emergency medical service in 2018 than any previous year, according to statistics compiled this week. At 394, the total number of calls has increased by about 70 over the last 2 years. Haines volunteer firefighter Al Badgley says it is difficult to attribute the increase in calls to one thing in particular.
You know, there's a lot more activity here. We're getting a little more tourism activity, but I think people are getting more comfortable with using the ambulance as a means of transport.
Badgley says the call data will be used to figure out priorities for training volunteers. He points to the high number of cardiac-related calls as an example.
If we look at cardiac calls as one of our higher levels of calls, we're going to be doing specific training to try to address those problems so we can better prepare ourselves for that particular type of call.
2018 saw more fire-related calls in Haines than any previous year as well. According to the fire department statistics, fires caused an estimated $178,000 worth of damage. Most of the fire calls received were related to brush fires or controlled burns. Badgley says such calls are often the result of residents failing to obtain a burn permit.
Someone calls in that there's a fire in their neighborhood, and if we don't have a controlled burn permit for that area, we have to send a fire truck out to investigate that. If you basically follow the proper procedures for controlled burns, we can alleviate that problem, and that's something that we want to try to work on.
Meanwhile, the Hainesboro Police Department reports that the total number of criminal cases filed has decreased by about one-third since 2016, while non-criminal cases filed have increased by a third. Alaska's Board of Game voted this month to create alternating seasons for migratory bird hunting in Southeast Alaska. In odd years like 2019, the season will start September 1st. Even years will have a September 16th start date. The vote was an attempt to satisfy hunters throughout the region who have differing and changing opinions on the best season for hunting ducks, cranes, and other birds. Joe Vicknicki reports.
Over a decade ago, Mike Vaughn of Sitka supported a change to the current season's start and ending dates. He says he's since changed his mind, and that led him to submit a proposed change this year.
Primarily, though, it has been my observations and the additional experience I've gained during this period that have informed me that there are plenty of ducks moving down the outer coast in late August and early September that are gone by mid-September.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has management authority for waterfowl, but gives that authority to the state with some limitations. The maximum season length is 107 consecutive days, and seasons can be set in each of five different zones of Alaska, so an earlier start date means an earlier end to the season. That wasn't popular with hunters who like the late season in December and say it's a time for school kids to go hunting on their winter break. People supporting the earlier season noted it would allow more opportunity for teal, widgeon, and sandhill crane hunting. In a past survey, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game found in general people in the northern part of the region want the earlier season, while people in southern southeast favor the later starting and ending dates. Board members decided to vote on alternating seasons as an attempted compromise. Board Chair Ted Spraker of Soldotna liked the alternating seasons and noted the hunt timing has been in front of the board multiple times.
You look at the history of what we've done, we've gone back and forth a time or two. So if we kind of split the difference on it, do the alternating seasons like we do in Unit 9 for brown bears. We've been doing that for years there. It works really well. And again, that'll give folks first year they'll have an opportunity to hunt early, and you know, next year they can have an opportunity to hunt a little later and so forth. So
Hoffman and Karen Linnell of Glen Allen voted against the alternating seasons, but it passed on a 4-2 vote. The change impacts game management units 1-4, which covers most of the region, but not around Yakutat. The board took no action on a different proposal to extend the season into January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
This is the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can find our stories online at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.